Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime and all things spooky podcast, and we also like to prioritize our mental and physical and just self-care for ourselves. So, Danae, what did you do for yourself this week for self-care?
The self-care that I did for myself this week was that I had a really good therapy session. I do it every week, but this session was just, it was a good one. I felt less heavy afterwards.
I feel like you have to have those appointments, the hard ones that kind of you have to talk about the stuff.
In order to grow and learn and whatever. So yeah, it felt really good to just kind of unload a bit.
Mm-hmm. And you have a good therapist?
Oh my God, she's the best. I love her. I found her. I really lucked out because I found her as my first therapist ever. And I was like, yes, this is going
to
work.
It sometimes takes a few therapists to find the right fit for you. Because it's not you don't meet everyone. You're like, I love all the people I've met so far.
She's awesome.
Meet a few people to see everyone you like. So that's good. That's helpful.
What did you do?
I don't know, went to a Killers concert. And it was amazing. And it was everything I had hoped for. And, we had so much fun. It was good. Well, I mean, I had so much fun.
I think everyone had so much fun. I was there too. We had tickets in a different area, but that was an amazing concert. I'm not a self-proclaimed Killers fan. I just happened to get the tickets and I wasn't going to pass them up. And they put on an amazing show. They started out with streamers and confetti on the first song. And I was oh, it's going to be that kind of concert.
And they did it throughout the whole show. It wasn't like they were confetti, okay, done.
No, they weren't stingy on the confetti and the fireworks. Not the fireworks, but the sprinklers.
They did have the sprinklers, though.
Yeah, that was super cool.
I couldn't tell if that was the screen or if that was real, but I think it was real. Because it was really smoky after.
Were out of this world.
Guys, the Killers are fucking dope.
So cool.
It's the best.
Yeah and very talented. They are definitely performers.
What I thought was impressed. Fun is obviously Brandon Flowers killed it. He's the greatest, but Ronnie the drummer at the end was just doing the most.
Oh yeah it was epic.
It's people are oh, the Killers, Mr. Brightside. I'm don't come at me with that bullshit, because they are way more than that.
Well, I forgot how many songs I knew.
Yeah, and I think that's with a lot of concerts, too, is you just go in. I knew pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
Except for Keith is also able to walk now, so not on crutches, but he was on crutches that day, but he was able to stand, and there were a few points when I didn't know the songs as well that we sat down, just because I'm not gonna be hey, stand on your feet even though you are dying inside. So it was so much fun. And at one of their songs, they threw out fake $1 million bills, and some really, really nice guy was passing by, and he's like, do you guys want Brandon dollars? And I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I still have some. I was like, I don't know what that is, but sure, I'll take
but
some.
I'll definitely not pass it up, so.
Yeah, it was a good time, for sure.
So needless to say, I had a great time. Yeah. So.
I'm glad you finally got to see them. It's been a few years in the making.
4.5 years.
Before you bought the tickets.
Yeah, I bought the tickets 5 minutes after they opened it, ticket buying, so I've had them for over a year, and it's been 4.5 years since I last saw them, and I saw them with someone shitty, so it was great seeing them with someone amazing, and then seeing you and Corey afterwards was really fun,
right?
Too.
That was cool.
So you could see me on my highest high ever.
Right.
You're hi, Kim, and they're hi, guys.
Yeah.
So
good.
Yeah, it was a great time. Great time. So, yeah.
Well, what are you telling me this week?
Well, I'm going to be telling you the murder of Jennifer Levin, but it's also known as the preppy murder or the rough sex murder. Oh. This was, like, really high profile, and it was, like, in the 1980s. It was kind of like the OJ before OJ. Like, it was just really highly talked about, and I think it made a big impact. And you'll see why, like, on the, kind of on the other side. And, fun fact, just quick fun fact, we have a theme, but Danae is going to be, like, really unenthused by the theme, so... fun. So there's that. So my sources for this were True Crime Brewery, and I just kind of did a little bit of their podcast. They dove deep into it, but I also listened to Crime Junkie, and I actually listened to that one like twice or three times, because I just think Crime Junkie does a really good job,
and they're so good with their research and like storytelling. I mean, you can't go wrong with
Crime Junkie. The first like podcast I actually listen to fully, and then
it's like that and My Favorite Murder,
yeah,
which I'm still
like the big ones, yeah,
the big ones that are like true,
yeah,
awesome giants.
But they did such a Ashley Flowers is the host, but she does such a good job with like her research and everything, and yeah, so I listened to that and I feel like I got a lot of good information. I wasn't really able to watch the documentaries because you had to pay for it. And as of right now, I'm poor, so I wanted to watch that one. But they told people that there was, like, a movie on it, and I kind of watched the movie, not the whole thing through. Yeah. And it starred Billy Baldwin, Alec Baldwin's brother, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's perfect for the role in this. So that one was a little bit informative, but... you know, the big parts of it, I feel like they kind of glaze over a little bit. It's kind of more like the beginning they put a lot of story into. Okay, so those are my sources. So this happened in New York in August, just 1986. And it says more the end of August, but it's just kind of like the end of summer, you know, when stuff is starting to dwindle down and kids are about to head back to school. So everyone's like trying to party as much as they can. So this is 18-year-old Jennifer Levin, and she was this beautiful brunette girl who had just a boisterous personality in the best kind of way. And she was found as the sun was rising by a bicyclist in Central Park. She was found under a tree, and she was very clearly strangled due to the red marks around her neck. Her body and face just were absolutely bruised, and she was so bruised that one of her eyes were swollen shut. And her jewelry and money was missing. I think they said she had $40 that was missing, and then there was, like, a torn $1 bill, but, like, who's gonna take that, I guess? She had no underwear on it, and they were clearly removed, but they were able to see that because... she was sitting spread eagle with her top and bra scrunched up around her neck, and her skirt was around her waist. And it seems like she was kind of left in that spread eagle position to humiliate her, you know?
Yeah, like a form of, like, shame. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you slut or something. Yeah. You know, like, that's not...
Just think about the time, too. It was, like, the 1980s. You know, more people are, like... You know, I guess this is going to sound weird, but sexual freedom, I guess, now is more like, oh, yeah. But, you know, and in the 80s, it was still, like, the time where they're like, women can't have sex with multiple partners, you know? It was kind of, like, the shameful thing. So, and, you know, the cops saw it, and it was just kind of like, oh, obviously she was, you know, sexually assaulted by a stranger. Because we've all heard, like, the story of serial killers who, like, would do that to their victims, even if they didn't know them. But then they're like, but also it could have been somebody she knew. And, you know, they were kind of like at a loss, but stuff started coming out. So Jennifer went to a prep school, and, you know, prep school's kind of like the rich kids who are like, my daddy drives a Bentley, my daddy drives a Lamborghini. Like, I'm sure everyone has seen that video. But yeah, it was a lot of rich kids. Jennifer... her family wasn't super rich, but they wanted to send her to a good school so she could get a good education. What was said in Crime Junkie was that they said the kids were, like, basically living in glass houses, which was, like, a metaphor for, you know.
Oh, it's not a real glass house? Like, seems impractical. Why don't they have blinds?
Why would they do that? You could just see in. That's so weird. But just essentially they get to see the world, but they're protected. But, you know, she wasn't one of them. And she grew up in Long Island. And she lived in Soho, which is Lower Manhattan. And I'm lucky because a lot of people I'm surrounded by are actually from New York. So they're able to tell me a little more information. And I was like, Soho, what does that mean? And a person was like, south of Houston Street. And I really appreciated telling me that. Kind of reminded me of, like, you know, Denver, like Rhino, like River North and all that stuff. So I was kind of like, okay, so they do kind of what we do. And she was just a lot of fun and was popular and just really well-liked, which at a prep school and high school, that's kind of, you know, not super common because everyone's like, I hate everyone. You know, when you look at her picture, you can just kind of tell that she's just really sweet. And her best friend's name was Jessica. So Jennifer and Jessica.
Cute.
Which it's really cute because, like, growing up, I had two friends. Jessica was my friend, and she had a sister named Jennifer. So it kind of reminded me of that when I was reading it. I was like, oh my God. So those two were different in a lot of ways. They worked together at a clothing store. But the one thing they really had in common that was that they really liked to party and drink and, you know, the normal things that an 18-year-old, hashtag 18-year-old things, except for if your name was Danae or Kim and you were, like, not cool.
No, when I, like, after high school, like, I think the first time I got drunk was graduation night.
Mine was when I was 16, and that was the coolest I was. And then I, like, didn't drink until I was 19, so. Sorry, Mom. But, you know, going to a prep school, as you can imagine, it wasn't exactly hard to come around alcohol and drinks and all that because, you know, the kids had money and money really talks. So, you know, since she was popular, she was able to hang out with kids and get alcohol. And also, and this is kind of weird to me, I guess, like, because we come from, like, you know, kind of a higher up community, as much as I hate to say that, but, like, parents would leave their kids and just go to, like, the Hamptons for the weekend or, like, travel. And they would just leave their kids alone. So a lot of the time there were, like, empty apartments and houses to, like, hang out in.
House party!
Yeah, which I never dealt with that. And I just love the movies where the kids are having just an awesome party. And I'm like, you're 15. How is this that cool? So it's just emphasized that there was always a place to go because there was always, like, parents gone. So, you know, kids were also getting into the alcohol cabinets and all that. So anyways, so back to the investigation, police needed to find out where Jennifer was the night before, you know, just to kind of get an eye. So she was about to head to Boston for college. She got into, the college there and she was staying with her friend Peter. But that night she was headed to the city and she was going to stay with her friend Alex. And, because they talked to Peter, and then Peter kind of tells them that.
Is Alex a boy or a girl?
Alex was, I think, a girl. Okay. It wasn't, I mean, they talked about it, but I think it wasn't highly, like, talked about. But
okay. I was just wondering if it was, like, a sort of,
well,
like,
Alex is very unisex, well, so yeah, it could be and, either
like,
or.
If it's, like, kind of, like, a girlfriend situation, or if it's, like, ooh, a guy friend, like, I don't know, potential.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Boyfriend or something.
I don't know. That makes sense. Because then, like, hi, suspect number one.
Exactly.
It's always the boyfriend, always the husband, Keith.
Anyways. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He's not your husband yet.
I said boyfriend. And then I said Keith. So I'm fine. So they find out she was going to Dorian's Red Hand bar. And Dorian's...
Wait, she's going to a bar?
Well,
she have a fake ID or something?
You just need a fake ID, maybe.
Oh, maybe? It's like one of those places?
Need a fake ID, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I was just like, look, notes. So, a lot of the kids easily did drugs, like pot and ecstasy, and they drank. And, you know, they asked Jennifer later on, and she just, they asked Jessica. Sorry, Jessica and Jennifer are so close.
Yeah.
Jessica, later on, they asked her, and she said, we were having a great time, but we were not okay. Because they were just doing the most, you know. And, it's just crazy, because, like, I'm, like, I didn't grow up that way. I, like, grew up, like, petting my dogs and being like, wow, I'm going to college. I'm going to miss you guys. Like, that's...
Oh, we, like, raged so hard in college. I mean, like, I didn't have a typical college experience. I was, like, community college and, like...
Well, when I went to college, yeah. Here. But, like, high school, I was like, oh, I'm going to miss my puppies. And then I went to Pueblo for a semester, and I was like, I'm Audi 5000. bye, bye, and bye. Y'all suck. Actually, the people I went to school with were really cool. I just wasn't crazy about the town. Anyways, so Alex gave them a list of names, like people who are at Dorian's, just kind of, you know, so the police could kind of eliminate people. You know, they were like, and this I feel like would be really hard though, like who left early, who left with who, you know.
Well, especially when you're like partying that hard and you're like drinking and you're doing drugs, like it, that's hard to even like have.
How many times have you Irished goodbye?
That's not really my jam.
It's mine when you're with a drunk person who's being, like, mean.
Oh.
I used to have mean friends. Yeah. Like, I had a friend who was, like, yelling at me all night, and I was like, okay, I'm leaving. And then, like, people are like, you're leaving? And I'm like, if he asks where I am, just tell him I went to the bathroom. And I gotta tell you, worked like a charm. Yeah. Anyways. So, I mean, I feel like that would just be hard to keep track
of. Yeah, and especially if there's, like, a whole bunch of people, it's a crowded bar, like... Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah.
So the name, you know, people were giving names and stuff, but the name that came up the most was Robert Chambers. And they're like, okay, well, this is obviously the common denominator. We keep hearing his name. So since his name kept coming up, they were like, well, obviously we need to talk to him. And when they went to his house, he had scratches all over his face.
Wait, tell me his name again?
Robert Chambers.
Okay.
So he also, like, kind of had an injury on his hand. I guess, like, the injury looked like boxers when they, like, hit wrong, I guess. Ooh. Is, like, what they said. So you could tell, you know.
You've been like, punching like, something.
Clearly something was going wrong. Nice. But when they talked to him, he was, like, really respectful. He got along with them. He seemed really calm. And... they were like, hey, what's going on with those scratches? And he laughed and, like, lifted up his shirt. What do you think he said?
I don't know. Some stupid shit, like he rolled around in a thistle bush for fun.
Not like last week. Okay. But closer. Okay. Not last week. The Sophie story?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm like, at this
point. Was he killing turkeys or?
Obviously killing turkeys, you know. He said it was a cat. When I was listening to this, I was like, he's gonna fucking say a cat, isn't he? And I was like,
a cat?
Like, yeah, his why? Cat scratched him.
Multiple times? Like, over and over, all over your body?
Uh-huh.
Like, get away from the cat, then.
Yeah. So...
like, one scratch after, like, a cat scratches you once and you're like, ow! Okay, I'm not petting you anymore. Okay, cat scratches and,
like, oh my, little Chester's, like, no, feeling a little like, ritzy
all over you? Like,
no, what? Like, my roommate had a cat, and the cat accidentally scratched me by accident. Her name was Izzy. Love her. And, that hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Like, I had, like, this massive cut, and, like, homegirl wasn't even trying to scratch me, but
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you get, like, one scratch from a cat, and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you're not gonna have them all over your face. Exactly.
Like, it's not, like, coming at you, like, getting your body, getting your arms, getting your face, like.
Exactly. So I'm sure the cops.
You wouldn't let it just sit there and, like, go at you.
No, you're not gonna be like, oh, Chester, or mittens.
Mittens.
Little whiskers. It's anyways. So I was like, it's always mittens. So he, you know, they were asking him about his night, and then they were, like, asking him about Jennifer, and he was like, oh, yeah, I saw her. I saw her that night. We saw each other outside, and we, like, said bye for the night.
Hmm.
And they were like, okay. And, you know, like I said, like, his demeanor was really, like, blasé and very, you know, like, oh, he's good. And then kind of out of nowhere, he just seemed really annoyed. Like, why am I even here? And they're like, well, your name kept coming up, and you're kind of sketchy, good sir. And suddenly his story changed. He's like, well, yes, we left together. But, you know, it was kind of like we said bye and, like, kept walking our own separate ways. And then he's like, well, I guess we, like, she wanted to walk through Central Park. And I was like, okay.
Oh, no.
And they were like, oh, okay. Because I'm going to, the biggest thing right here is they're like, when you change your story, when you go from, like, we said bye to, oh, I guess we walked, oh, I guess we walked together.
Completely changing it. Like, it's not just, like, a small detail of, like,
yeah.
It was 10:30 versus 10:15. It's like, you're completely telling a different...
Stuff like that. Like, that happens. Like, we said bye and we started walking the same way. Well, I guess we were kind of... But, like, that... But not... You know, he said, oh, hey, bye. And then, like, but no. So, they immediately were like, this guy is... Something's going on. So they're like, can we record you? And he's like, sure, you can record me. And,
I kind of don't like that, though. Like, yeah. Even though he's 18 and technically an adult, I still am kind of like,
Yeah, I was so dumb at 18. Like, I think of things I said or did, and I was like, wow.
Well, I feel like I would absolutely, even, like, probably now, be like, yeah, okay, like, because it's an authority figure. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I'm not sure I like that portion of it, but he said yes, so.
Yeah, and you would think, like, bring your attorney, but okay. Yeah. So, and shocker, the prep school guy was acting arrogant and entitled and like a white man. So perfect. And so he's like, I guess we'll walk through Central Park. And he's like, I didn't want to go through Central Park, though. I just wanted to go home. I was so, so tired. Keep that in mind. So he was like, oh, I guess I'll walk through Central Park, but I'm going to go home because I'm so, so tired.
Okay.
And he's such a nice guy. He just wanted to go with her. And
like, make sure she's safe kind of thing?
Allegedly. He didn't even say that.
Oh,
okay. He was just like, I guess I'll go with her because she's hot. So he was like, oh, she ran off to pee. And then when she came back with, and this is his story. She came back with her underwear and she's like, let me tie you up. You know,
you wish,
because whenever I go to Central Park, I'm always like taking off my underwear and I just want to tie men up.
That's okay,
their hands,
sure.
Right? I know, it's just what you want to do. And so he didn't resist, obviously, if his hands are being tied up, let's just say that. And then he said that she stuck her hands down his pants and sexually assaulted him.
He said that.
Uh-huh. And then suddenly she's sitting on his chest. So I'm like, how did this go?
Wait, what?
Yeah. He was just like, she tied up my hands. And then suddenly she was sexually assaulted.
With her underwear? Like, yeah. That doesn't even seem, like, practical. Like, is she tying you up that hard? Like, you can't get away
so many easily? Questions.
Like, I just, that doesn't really
it gets
check
worse.
Out for me.
Like, so she's like, she ties up his hands, and then suddenly she sexually assaults him, puts her hands down his pants, and then suddenly she's sitting on his chest. I'm like, so when did you sit down? Where, like, so many of these, and even the cops were like, wait, what?
Yeah, I thought he kind of implied that he said yes to her tying up his hands, like it was like a fun, sexy game.
Yeah.
That wasn't the case. She was, like, really aggressively tying him up with her panties? Like, how do you even do that?
This is what the cops are rolling over in their mind. And like, he was just like...
That doesn't even make any fucking sense.
It would... You know, it's kind of like... They were like... And unfortunately, at this point, it was like 1986, so they had the mindset of, like, men can't be raped. Which men can absolutely 100% be raped. But that's not the issue here. So, you know, they were like, and that's unfortunate that the cops were like, men can't be raped. Because nowadays, like, I feel like people are like, absolutely anyone can be assaulted and
but
everything.
But I'm just not buying
the story, yes.
Thing.
Because also, he was 6'4 and 200 pounds.
I was just
gonna
say.
And she was, like, just a regular.
From the pictures, I'm like, he could easily step away, I feel like.
I ripped my underwear by accident.
Yeah, like, I feel like underwear's not a very strong.
Yeah.
Material.
Exactly.
And even then she would have to have him hold still so that she can tie him
up. And so
up.
You think she's going to be able
what?
To... Yeah, exactly. So he had to let her...
It just doesn't really...
It's just like the thing doesn't make sense. Oh, and it gets weirder. So he was like, I didn't want her doing any of that.
Mm-hmm.
So he shoved her off of him and she didn't move. That's all that happened. She just shoved her off and then... But what
so
the...
So he didn't beat her?
That's what he said. He just tossed her off.
Dude,
and she wasn't moving.
If it was that easy to toss... If you are so strong that you can toss someone off of you and then they're unconscious, it just logically doesn't make sense that this person could tie you up. Like, wouldn't you knock her away at that point?
Yeah, like, and he said he thought she was joking. He was like, Jennifer, Jennifer, and she, like, didn't come to. But he also, wouldn't you say, like, I tried to get Jennifer, I tried to help her, blah, blah, blah. He referred to her as the body.
Ooh.
He said, and the body wasn't moving.
Oh, no.
The body wasn't talking.
Yikes.
So, all of that combined, that the story, first and foremost, made absolutely no sense.
Yeah, no sense at all.
No sense at all.
But now he knows that she's dead.
And that's he's why referring he's saying... to her as the body.
Exactly.
Because I'm sure you've heard in a, like, I'm sure, I know you know this, like, in a lot of murder cases, you know, like, people, like, Chris Watts, an example, we will be covering him, because, like, let's be real. He referred to his daughters as, the kids. Like, it's just kind of like, well, you remove certain, yourself.
Yeah. There's certain, like in, when people dissect, 911 calls, mm-hmm. how people are referring to
the it person. It says everything.
That, yeah. It like, says there's everything. So many clues in how people talk that they don't even realize. Mm-hmm. So if you're referring to her as the body and you're claiming that you thought she was faking,
yeah,
sounds to me like you already knew something was really wrong,
and you're also like just trying to be like not connected to it by
totally.
Referring
you're
to
removing yourself
her, because you would say her, like her or body her Jennifer name. Wasn't moving, yeah, exactly, not the body wasn't moving, like,
yeah, like what?
If you were telling me a story and you're like, and then the body didn't move, I'd be like, Danae, do you need friends? Like, do you need help? And, you know, also, like, his stature was so much bigger than hers. So...
yeah. So, all around, it's not adding up.
Yeah. So, you know, and it's kind of like, okay, well, that's weird. But, yeah, the body says more than words or stories can. And then the next day, she was found by a bicyclist, not him. Right?
And, like, so, if she's not moving, right? Like, so, say... what is his frame of thought then? It's like, oh, she's not moving, I'm just gonna peace out? Like, what?
This is where he screws himself.
I'm sorry,
over.
Like,
yeah, because
even
it's
if
not,
it was like,
if he called, that would be a one thing, but he didn't call.
Yeah,
bicyclist called.
Right.
So,
like, if you knew something was wrong and you're like,
you
oh,
would
shit,
call and
like,
be like, that's my friend.
She's not moving.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's breathing. You being in that situation that he said that he was in would still be innocent enough to be like, let me call. You know, like, they're not going to be like, oh, you hurt,
it would be
you
him
killed her or whatever.
That would say something if
yeah.
he really cared. But no, like, remember, the bicyclist
found her.
So he
just peaced out.
No, he didn't even peace out.
What?
He sat in the bushes and watched.
Watched her not move?
Watched the cops come.
Wait, what? So he was there, like, all night?
Yeah, and he just watched the cops come. He watched somebody find her.
What?
That's where the cops were like, what?
How much
the
time had
fuck
passed?
Is wrong with you? All night. Also, did
like, what
he
time
not
did
mention
the...
that he was tired and he wanted to go home?
Sure, but like, what time did the bar close?
The bar closed, like, this was like 2 in the morning,
New York,
so
it's
he,
like,
yeah, it
don't
was
they
like
stay
six.
Up later than us? Like, are they, like, bars stay open
they
later?
They don't
I feel
really
like Denver,
talk
we...
about what time okay. they leave, but I'm assuming probably,
because I'm thinking,
like
2 a.m.
Yeah.
And then the sun comes up at, like, I guess it's, like, August, so it probably comes up at, like, 6 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So
he
you're
just sat in the bushes.
Hanging
like,
out for 4 hours?
Like a creep.
What?
Yeah. And in the movie I watched, they also, like, showed that of him just, like, across the street. And I'm like, that is... And, like, even the cops were like, wow,
why?
That's so creepy. Yeah.
Wouldn't
so he
you
just,
want to help this person? Like,
if they were your friend or somebody you even cared about
or
didn't even care about.
Someone you vaguely knew, like, call the cops. Like,
yeah.
If they were really hurt, like, time is of the essence.
Well, you heard, I don't know if I told you this. What? So this is just a side tangent, but when we were leaving the killer show,
mm-hmm.
Some guy who had been hit by a car or beat up. Did I not tell you this?
No.
Oh, he came and banged on my door.
Oh, my God.
And he just screamed. He just went, rah! Like, he was, like, trying to mess with me. I have a dent in my car, I'll show you. I'm not
oh my
super
God.
Happy about
Did
it.
Did you call the cops?
And then he went and banged on the car in front of him, and I just was like, because I could just tell he was going to come over to the car. We were at a red light, and it was, like, time stopped. And
you
I was
like
this guy's going to, yeah, yeah. And the guy, like, and I don't know if he was even trying to get in the car, so he just came and he screamed at every car. I called 911. Because first off, this guy was, like, covered in blood.
Dude, so maybe he's in shock. Like, who knows what's happening?
It was drug. Like, you could just tell by his face. Like, his pupils were super fucked up.
But still,
he just
why
came,
is he covered
banged
in blood?
On my door and screamed.
Like,
but, like, that's someone I didn't know. That's somebody who left a dent in my car. Whatever. But I called 911. Because I didn't want him, A, getting beat up by anyone or hurting anyone or being hit by a car.
Yeah.
It wasn't even, like... you know, like, that was scary, and I'm glad Keith was with me. But again, like, I didn't call for me and Keith. I called for, like, him. Because general I didn't safety. Want, yeah, I didn't want him getting hit by a car. Like, the guy was obviously, like, on drugs, and he was, like...
Oh, my God.
Something was going on, and I called 911. It was, you know, it was super easy. They just asked me what was going on, like, a physical description.
Like, where
they
you
asked
were.
The streets, yeah. And, you know, I called. It was really easy. They're like, can the cops call you? But that was someone I didn't even know, and somebody that kind of, like, scared me. But I still called 911.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want him getting hurt further.
Dude, that's nuts.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a really scary thing that happened. But I really hope that man got the help he very obviously needed. And I really hope he wasn't, like, beat up or something. But you could tell, like, he either was hit by a car or beat up. Like,
oh
he was
God.
Covered in, like, cuts and stuff.
That's scary.
Yeah, so that was happening. But, like, I associate that. I didn't know this man. I had no feelings for this guy, but I still had enough empathy to call 911.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, there's absolutely no excuse. So, and the police are like, that makes no sense that you just sat there all night. You also said you were tired, so you're just sitting there all night, like...
That's so weird.
Yeah, it's so weird. And the cops are like, wow, none of this makes sense. This is enough. And he gets arrested. And the media have a field day.
Oh, God.
And what do you think was the most reported fact about this?
That she was a slut or something?
I mean, good guess. That happens later on, but he's so cute.
Handsome young
he's
man.
So, did you see his picture?
He is handsome,
he's okay.
I will admit.
I mean, he murdered somebody, so.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, he's a good-looking man.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the most reported fact. Like, women were throwing themselves at him. He didn't need to do this.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, it gets worse. So they were like, oh, he's so cute. So his mom hires an attorney named Jack Littman. Jack Littman is one of those attorneys that, you know, we think it's an urban legend that they are just, like, they'll do anything for their client, any disgusting thing, knowing that their client is so guilty. So he tries to do character assassination on Jennifer.
No. This poor girl was murdered.
She doesn't get to say, hey, I'm actually not this kind of person. Hey, I'm, like, got emotions and feelings. She doesn't get to defend herself.
So what did he say?
Just character assassination. And then he...
But, like, how? Was he, like, slut-shaming her? Like,
oh, it gets into it a little bit. So what they do is they try to paint Robert as this all-American...
Oh, God, I knew you were going to say all-American. All-American! Who gives a shit?
And they even give him, like, a fake girlfriend. But I don't know if she's a real girlfriend. This, like, really cute girl. They, like,
for
give him...
what?
Like, he's with her. Why would he want Jennifer?
He's monogamous... As an 18-year-old boy.
And then they play
like,
up his Catholicness.
Oh, God.
So, but think about it this way, and I'm not saying this is okay, because, like, you know me. You and me are, like, ultra-feminist, like, women support women. But it was, like, when women were in the wrong, and women are sluts, and, you know, men can do no wrong.
And, like, women should cover up so that they don't tempt men. Like, fuck off.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely the, like, but what were you wearing? As we discussed in your The Great Plan.
Oh, the American plan. Yeah.
Dude, this kind of like when I was researching this, I kind of like thought about that. And I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Art imitating life. Am I right?
Yeah.
But yeah, they're like, he's religious and he's so good looking. He doesn't need to do that. And this super cute girlfriend, you know, like a lot of people are like,
that's so irrelevant.
What the fuck? And they tried to paint Jennifer as this huge, like, sex addict, and she was a whore and stuff like that.
Oh my God. With what proof? With what evidence? And also, even if she was a sex addict or was promiscuous in any way,
she had groups.
That doesn't, like, condone her getting murdered. Like, and then just being splayed out.
But they're like, but he was tempted anyways.
So then he must have splayed her out, though, right?
I mean, who's to say?
Like, who else was there?
I mean, at this point,
certainly
the cops are like... I mean, the cops are like...
Bicyclists.
Kind of hard to say.
I know. That's so stupid. Bicyclists.
So, but, like, a lot of people are like, what the fuck? This is not okay. You can't paint a female who cannot defend herself, which I'm like, yes... Thank you.
Yeah.
Which I'm so grateful that there was groups like that.
And also,
that.
Like, I just, it's not relevant.
Exactly.
Oh, he's a good-looking man. That Ted Bundy was a good-looking man. Does that make him, like, the two are not correlated?
No, Ted Bundy was good-looking. He didn't kill anyone.
Right? Like,
Danae.
It makes no sense.
It's so stupid.
Like,
good-looking people will murder.
Good-looking people do bad things. People who are religious can do bad things. Like, just because there's a certain character or, like, aspect to your life doesn't excuse you or, like, mm-hmm. make you in the clear for not making mistakes or making really bad decisions.
But I love that the police were like, no, this guy is guilty as can be, but he had a great attorney. And, but yes, they protest that they're like, she can't talk. But what they have was his undoing is when he went to talk to the cops for the first time, they had his little black book.
And what?
Like of numbers and stuff.
Oh no.
So this was a good thing.
So is she in it?
Well, they called all the people in it.
Hell yeah. And so then like, they were probably like, he's yeah. a fuckboy.
A lot of people were like, oh my God, Robert wouldn't do that. Robert's a great guy. And that's fine because okay. it was obviously his friends. But then a lot of people started finding out that he had what we call in the business sticky fingers.
Ew, what does that mean?
Sticky fingers means somebody who steals stuff at parties.
Why am I so stupid today?
No, you're fine. Sticky fingers like, what? Did he have pancakes? Like,
is this a sexual thing? God, I'm so
he
stupid.
He had sexual sticky okay, fingers.
Okay,
you know
I got
I mean?
It. Sticky, he's a little klepto. Got it.
Yes.
Got it.
So, and like at parties he would go to, stuff would go missing because Robert wasn't exactly super rich himself. Like his parents were okay. immigrated to the U.S. So he also.
So I'm sorry.
Like Jennifer.
The whole. Just to.
No, you're
be
fine.
Be a bitch. The all-American thing that,
I texted you and told you were going to be mad midway through here because I knew you were going to be mad.
When people, like, I feel like when people say all-American, they're thinking, like, you know, born in America, born and raised off of corn and
born
shit.
Born in the U.S.
Because Americans, like, even though we are fully based off of immigrants, people yeah. like to, like, brag about, like, oh, I'm full-blown American. Like, that to me is what, when people say all American quotation
like the fuck does that mean?
Yeah, so okay, sorry.
Also, I promised my mom I wouldn't say the F word as much, so sorry, Mom.
But I don't care.
I just like saying that because they were like, "Can we professionals you sound crass?" And I'm like,
"We are professional corporate America podcasters." Yes. Did you not know? I will call HR on you. I will call HR if
not
you say
HR.
The F word one more time to me.
I swear to fucking God, don't do it.
Don't do it.
But they found out he stole stuff because they had a very serious coke problem that went back to middle school.
What?
Middle school.
Why is a middle schooler doing coke?
I have so many questions. First off, who gave you coke for the first
exactly.
time?
Exactly. I'm like, how did you get your hands on this?
You
how
know
did
what
you
I
know
was
what
doing
do?
In middle school? I was doing cake ice cream at home in a decent hour.
I was, like, still Coca-Cola. Secretly playing with Barbies in middle school.
Who wasn't?
I mean.
And watching Lizzie McGuire and being like, I wish I could do my hair like
oh
her.
Oh, my God. The outfits on that show, I was like, I wish I could be that cool.
Like, I would sit there with a notebook. No, I wouldn't. But, like, mental notebook. And I'd be like, her hair is like this.
She crimped it. It looks great.
She still looks great.
She's amazing.
Hilary Duff is like...
What a hottie.
I love her so much.
Okay,
so.
Anyways.
Anyway, so me and Danae had a Lizzie McGuire problem and he had a coke problem. I'm sorry, I felt so dumb saying that, but I was like, I need to add that in. Anyways.
Damn,
so,
that's
yeah.
so young.
And he would steal stuff so he could, you know, like, fund his coke habit.
Oh my God.
And he went to rehab, and okay. it didn't help, and he would date girls because he went to prep school. So a lot of those kids had money.
Sure.
But he would date girls just to steal from them.
Oh, well, that's fucked up.
Yeah, so... You know, and they go down to him, you know, he's arrested and everything, and they are trying to do, like, a bail hearing. Jack Littman, you just the worst. The attorney. I mean, great attorney if you have him, but, like, the worst.
Okay.
He gets him the Archbishop of Newark.
What?
He was just kind of, like, the guy, like, very high up in the Catholic Church.
Oh.
Because Robert Chambers is Catholic. He gets him to write a note about how great Robert is.
Does he even know him?
Well, that's kind of what's interesting.
Robert just, like, knows the fucking Archbishop of Newark? This is so random.
Well, Jack got him to write the letter, but then they look into it, and it turns out that the Archbishop is his godfather.
Wait, Robert's? Or
yeah, Robert's godfather.
Oh. Okay, so he does know him.
Yeah. It's kind of weird, because he's like, I mean, like, but, like, they didn't know that. They were like, oh, he's so great.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
I feel like that's so, like, out of left field. Like,
I think so,
here's
too.
Here's a random recommendation letter from some person who doesn't live here, and we don't know him. And if they don't even know that it's his godfather, like, how? What's the relationship here?
I feel like when you write those letters of recommendation, you just shouldn't have anyone who's connected to you like that. Because, like, yes, godfather isn't, like, blood normally, but it's, like, it's still family, technically. I don't know. The whole thing was just...
It's abusing power.
I absolutely agree. So, the bail is set at $150,000. And Robert's family doesn't have the money. Like, remember, okay. He's not one of the, like, rich kids.
He's not a richy rich.
So, his supporters raise the money.
Supporters? Before GoFundMe? Like, people are like,
he didn't do that? What are you talking about? They raise the money, and he's... let out of jail.
Okay.
On bail.
Here's the thing. I do feel a little bit bad for this guy because on the one hand, there's a lot of people that are like, he would never do that. And I feel like...
Danae, he sat in the bushes.
People make mistakes.
To watch.
And, yeah. And maybe he was like processing. I'm just playing devil's advocate. And okay. I'm kind of like... I don't know. I feel a little bit bad that like he has this much support and that many people
put a pin
fooled.
In it for a second.
Okay.
Put a pin in it for a second.
I'm going to hate him in 2 seconds. Okay.
Yes. So the cops are kind of like, this is interesting. It looks like this guy's been overpassed. So in 1985, there was a robbery where $70,000 of stuff was stolen.
Wait, overpassed? What does that mean?
Like
he has like records that are hidden or something?
So he got a pass for a lot of things. And the cops kind of go back because they're like, obviously, this guy is sketchy.
Okay, like, some weird shit's happening.
Like, I'm really proud of the cops in this instance because, like, I really feel like they did the most. And they were like, this is too much. So, okay. 1985, there's a robbery where $70,000 of stuff was stolen. And keep in mind, this is in 1986. So this
how
is
old
like,
is he?
He's like point. 17, 18. Because this was in 1986. Like, Jennifer's murder was in 1986.
Okay, and the robbery happened when?
1985.
Oh, so a year prior.
So, yeah, so okay, a year okay. prior. And his ID was found on the fire escape. And he was like...
Sorry. I like.
Well, but at this point, he's like, my ID was stolen.
Oh, shut the fuck up, Robert.
Yeah, so the cops are like, so wait a minute.
He's like... Oh, I'm just gonna leave my ID here.
And since he said his ID was stolen, well, it fell out of his pocket, clearly, when he was stealing stuff.
But, like...
And then he was like, they stole my ID, so it wasn't me. And they're like, oh, you poor thing. So the cops were like, well, we got his fingerprints, so maybe we should go back and look at the fingerprints from the scene. It was a match.
Okay. I was also gonna ask if there was any... It was confirmed that she was sexually assaulted, correct?
No. It wasn't confirmed. It looked like it was staged.
Okay. But there was,
that's something that they don't jump too much into, because, I don't know, it was just kind of more, like, how she was left. So anyway,
they didn't actually, like, find any DNA or
it's
anything?
It's not said in a lot of the sources, and I also thought that was kind of strange that they
well,
didn't
Well, I guess
say.
It was the 80s, so, like...
Yeah.
But I feel like you would still swap things, right? Because they were kind of, isn't that, like, where they... are kind of starting to be able to do a little bit of DNA evidence.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Okay.
So, get ready for this. So, in that robbery, he had an accomplice named David, and since he was so good-looking, he could just walk into buildings, and nobody would question
right.
him.
Right, people
and
love
And then he'd throw stuff
people.
Down to his friend David, and him and
David
worked together.
David was the uggo.
Exactly, yeah, the uggo.
David, you're the uggo in this situation. Yeah. I'm going to need you to be behind the scenes.
So, and he would steal from people he didn't know. Like, he would open doors.
Just, like
random
check.
Doors.
Yeah, and that's why you lock your doors.
That's why you lock your doors, Eric.
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 Lock your fucking door.
I swear to God, I even wore... You know how your mom bought us those shirts that say lock your doors, people?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Eric came over the other night and I wore it. And I said, this
I
is
tell
dedicated
him every time.
To you. Yeah.
Every time. I'm like, lock your fucking door.
Yeah. So, my notes say, this is why you lock your doors, Eric. Hey, Eric.
Eric, you probably won't listen to this because
we love you.
Don't support us.
Please lock your door. Yeah, support us, first off.
Do better.
Yeah, be better.
And also lock your door.
So,
Eric is my brother, by the way. Sorry.
We love Eric so much. We're acting
like y'all know who we're talking about.
You don't.
Eric is my middle brother.
Yeah. And he doesn't lock his doors. And everyone knows it.
Yeah, it's stupid.
He's like, I'm on the fifth floor. Yeah. I just triangulated your situation, sir. Lock your door.
Lock it.
Yeah. So, I thought I'd add that in.
Good job.
PSA. Lock your door, Eric.
PSA specifically to Eric.
Yeah. We're not going to say your middle name, but Eric N.S., lock your door. So, you're welcome. So, Robert got charged finally. Yay.
But what did he get charged for?
The robbery.
Okay.
And then, because the cops were like, obviously he did something, so he needed to get charged.
Did they talk to David?
Okay. No, it's just kind of like David's mentioned.
Okay. Got it.
But when it came time, because they were like, okay, he got charged for that, so he's in jail.
That's so great. At least we've got him for something.
Yes. And now we can start to investigate further. He has been let off so much because he's so good looking. Blah,
he's
blah,
just
blah.
So handsome.
He's so handsome.
Such handsome man.
Such handsomeness. So then it goes back to the murder, thing.
Okay.
So Jack Littman, his attorney, tried to, get him on, tried to get Jennifer's diary.
Why would he get access to that?
So he could read about her sexual escapades.
Sir.
Okay. So he tries to get her diary so he can read about her sexual escapades. Which, first off, why? Why do you need it? Because he's trying to prove that, you know, he's still playing up the, like, he's Catholic. He's not a bad boy. He's a good boy, so, Robert.
Please tell me they didn't give him the diary.
He didn't get the diary.
Okay, thank God.
So there's a group called the Guardian Angels, and okay.
That's cute. Also, I feel like I've heard of that.
Yeah, they're you can't victim blame.
Yeah.
So they were awesome. Hell, I'm like, yeah. Can we join this group? So the Guardian Angels were like, this guy's gotten away with a lot. He's disgusting. So they were just kind of like there to support Jennifer, like, you're victim blaming, this girl can't stand up for herself, and that's great. So they found a jacket, and this is when one of the first cases where they tried to use DNA testing.
Okay.
To see if he used the jacket to, like, strangle her.
Oh.
To show intent.
With, like, skin cells or something?
Yeah, so he can't claim that he just threw off and it was an accident.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, because, like, I'm sorry, she's fully splayed out, she's strangled, she's beaten.
Yeah.
And you were there the whole time. So, like, you would have seen if someone else had come and done all that stuff to her.
Exactly.
So maybe, like, think through your story, you exactly. stupid idiot.
And, you know, the robbery thing didn't help him either, because they got him on the robbery charge, and it's like, great, great. So they do that, and, but, unfortunately, DNA, they were trying to find blood and saliva, because there was blood and saliva on the jacket.
Sure.
Just to see if that's, like, he used a deadly weapon, because that does show intent.
Okay.
So, if he put over her face and, you know, so it could prove against the, like, oh, she accidentally died.
Yeah, like, she didn't accidentally die, dude. You fucking murdered her.
Yeah. And also, and unfortunately in this case, for a lot of reasons, they weren't, able to use the DNA because it was new. Which...
So new.
Yeah. I can understand that,
But you have to keep it and store it for future use.
Exactly, exactly. And, I don't think they did, but, they also couldn't mention the missing jewelry, which would have also said something because he stole. So
right, and they have to keep certain things out of the public so that if they actually do have someone who is a suspect, who is the real person, they will know that detail or details that they didn't release to everyone.
Yeah, so they couldn't use that in the case, and, you know, that was something he stole with his friend.
Well, I'm sure. And he stole the money, right?
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, so they're just trying to, like, you know. It's him. No, you're fine. But, I mean.
But, like.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
So, they couldn't. So, unfortunately, they took away that if there was a weapon, like the jacket to, you know, smother her with. Or, you know, stolen property, like her money and the jewelry. So, unfortunately, that was kind of taken off the table.
Okay.
And, her defense was trying to humanize her, like, she was really, you know, how you would, like, talk about her as a person, and I think that helped a lot.
Yeah, like her a defense. Real life human mm-hmm. who lost
because her life. Because they kept trying to drag it down, like, she's a sexual deviant, sexual
and
deviant.
Even if she
deviant,
was,
it doesn't play a
you
role.
You don't get to just murder people because of their problems or their struggles.
I just don't understand, like, why Jack Litman was like, that's what gonna be our defense. Because, like, even in the 1980s, it's like, okay, she's a sexual deviant. Did that mean she deserved to die? No, it did not.
Also, she's 18. Like,
exactly.
She's figuring out her probably
yeah, she's about to go like, off to school. You know? She wanted to have, like, one night with, you know, somebody that she liked.
Sure.
And, yeah, they had that Sean girl and,
wait, what Sean girl?
The Sean girl's, like, the fake girlfriend.
Oh, that was her name. Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know if it was fake or not, because, anyways, I'll get into that. But, you know, they kind of do that, like, why would he date someone so pretty and so great? Why, like, if he's dating her, why would that all happen? Oh, so they God. Just kind of, you know, they talk about how she's a sexual deviant, all that. And after 9 days of deliberation, he gets only manslaughter. Manslaughter is just kind of like,
yeah,
he got 5 to 15 years.
No.
5 to 15 years for very clearly killing someone. So he did.
And you know he's, like, gonna get out early for, like, good behavior or whatever. Well,
no. He actually spends 15 years there. Because a show in the 1980s called A Current Affair released a video of him. And he's hanging out with, like, you know, because they tried to paint him as this good Catholic boy who, you know, and the Archbishop wrote a letter. And so they stupid. Found, it's just like the classic, like, oh my God. And they find a video of him hanging out with these girls in their underwear. And Sean's one of the girls. They find a video of him strangling this Barbie. And this Barbie's like, don't do that. And he's like talking as the Barbie. And he's like, oh, I killed her. And he like smiles
ew,
at the camera.
What?
And it was so disturbing.
That's not
so
funny,
that
bro.
Painted him. So that was like immediately like something that happened while he was in jail, but it came out a few years later and he just didn't behave in jail. So he actually spent 15 years in jail. He got out and 2003 and then in 2007 he's arrested again.
For what?
For drugs. And he and that Sean girl that was like his fake girlfriend, they got caught for drugs.
Like and, selling?
Selling and doing drugs.
Oh.
And yikes. How many years do you think he serves for that?
2.
19.
What?
So let's put it out
Hold
here.
Hold on. What?
He gets 5 to 15 years. And luckily he serves the
for
15 years.
For murdering someone.
For murdering.
Well, manslaughter. But
yeah,
still.
But like murder. Yeah. Like let's say what it is. Looks like a duck. Quacks like a duck.
But he
a duck.
Didn't even get the like murder charge. So they're kind of like, accident.
Exactly. So he gets 19 years for drug possession and intent to sell. Dude. And then he gets 15 years for killing a literal human being.
This country.
It just, it's disgusting. And he's currently in Sullivan Max Security in New York. And in 2018.
For drugs. I'm sorry. For, like
it's mind-boggling. It's like, you get 15 years, and luckily he served the maximum, because God knows, usually, in these cases, they're like, you served 2 years, you was a good boy. But he didn't get out early, which, thank God, he got the maximum. But then he serves 19 years for a drug. Like, it makes no sense.
No.
It makes no sense. It's infuriating. I knew you were going to get mad about
that.
Yeah,
no, that's fucking stupid.
Because I was sitting there, like, screaming at my TV. Like, are you kidding me? And he is set to be released in 2024. So he's actually serving. So the blessing in disguise with all
is
of this
that
is that he's actually serving the time.
However,
like he's not getting out early.
People shouldn't serve 19 years for a drug charge.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. That is so fucking stupid.
But, like, this poor girl didn't get to defend herself.
And so what was their reasoning for her, like, being completely beat up?
It makes no
like,
sense.
Like, they just, like, glazed over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was, like, glazed
oh,
over.
Oh, and that's just, like, a thing that happened. We don't
I'm
really
just
know
happy the journey
care.
Did find her. Like, you know, like, found him guilty and stuff, and they tried to do all the stuff, and I'm glad the robbery charges, like, the cops took it seriously. Like, I'm glad all that stuff
yeah,
happened.
It's
but
just
then,
infuriating.
This is crazy thing. The Archbishop in 2018 was caught sexually assaulting children, raping children. Little boys.
Yeah,
the one who wrote a letter.
I wish that I could say I was surprised.
I gotta tell you, the Catholic Church is a mess. My mom grew up Catholic, and she, looked at the registry, and she knew some of the people that were on there. I'm sure. My mom's like, this is, it just, like, she called me and was just, like, so upset. And I'm like, yeah. Like, I can't even imagine, like, knowing the person.
It's, like, messed up that it's, like, so normalized that it's, like, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the archbishop who wrote a letter. Is
being a pedo, like, are we surprised?
Yeah, we're not surprised. Nah. So I thought it was kind of cool that this was one of the first cases to use DNA, kind of, but they weren't able to use it in court. And, you know, that just moves along, like, the DNA that they can use now. And that's, like,
used in court. It's crazy how far it's come in a pretty short amount of time. Yeah,
absolutely. And it's because this is 1986, but it's just like, I'm really glad that the cops came together and everyone came together to get this all-American handsome man, like, in jail. And I feel like that charge, his robbery charge, it really played a role in that.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
So, this was kind of, like, a really big case. Like, I guess if you ask people, like, in New York, you know how we have, like, our big cases? Like, people would be like, oh, yeah, like, I know that. So, that was, like, a big one. And it was all over pop culture. The movie I watched, it was, like, 1989. Greatest year around, so if you ask me. No, but it was, Billy Baldwin was in it.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty good, but it was, like, definitely, like, a Lifetime movie quality.
No, I remember, like, after you started getting into the details, I was like, oh, I did listen to The Crime Junkie on this. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know. That's messed up. It's really messed up.
Well, and there was a Law and Order episode. They did a lot of Law and Order episodes.
I love Law and Order.
And also, like, a quick side note is Jennifer's mom took what happened to her daughter and she turned it into really positive. And she was, like, she made laws where to protect people in sex crimes that they can't just dig into their history to find out more information about them. So I thought it was really cool.
That's amazing.
Something really amazing about this case was this band, you might know them, they're called The Killers.
Oh my god. We're coming back to The Killers. Okay.
They wrote a song called Jenny Was a Friend of Mine, and it was about this.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that song was about this.
Theme.
But connecting I just the dots.
I yeah. So
wait, was she really a friend of theirs, or they just wrote a song about it?
It was because he said she was a friend. So if you actually, like, listen to the lyrics of the song, it's like, we met on the promenade out in the rain. She said she loved me, but she had somewhere to go.
Aww.
I swore I'd... And then there was, like, I'm, like, trying to sing it in my head. There is no motive for this crime. Jenny was a friend of mine. And then there's another song on their album. Sorry, everybody. There's a song called Midnight Show. And it's kind of, like, the prelude to, like, her getting murdered. This Midnight Show is about, like, they're all doing all this fun stuff.
I wonder what the connection is. Like, because they're from Vegas, right?
Yeah, it was kind of, like, it makes you wonder because Brandon Flowers, I think this was a case that really, like, hit him.
Okay.
Because he wrote a song about it, and Midnight Show is kind of, like, the kids, like, having fun before, aww, like, all this happens.
That's crazy. I did not know that.
Yeah. So, I thought this was a really interesting case because it kind of, you know, I think it's really important to talk about the cases where, you know, like, women are painted and they don't get to defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because then we can kind of defend them and be like, you know, this girl was 18. She was just starting off on her life. And this piece of shit guy who is, I guess, good looking, but, like, he's so gross. And it's just, like, such a waste of human skin. And it's like, he probably could have done great things, but he didn't use that greatness for anything.
He probably could have called the cops.
Yeah. Not just sat in the bushes like a total creep, but
yeah,
I feel like this case is really important just in, like, we get to, you know, kind of talk about, like, that she was so much more than, like, what they tried to paint her as.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm really glad that the cops, like, were like, this guy's arrogant, he sucks, and he didn't get to just continuously get away with stuff because he was a all-American white man, so... Yep. Yeah.
Nice. Good story. I love how you, like, tied it all back.
Yeah. And I'm glad the killers, like, I don't know. I feel like they, like...
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, when I was, like, listening to that song, because my dog's name is Aspen, but I call her Spenny, so I was saying Spenny was a friend of mine, and I was like, I should stop that. This is about, like, this beautiful girl getting, like, murdered, but... I think it's cool it's the first case with DNA, but I feel like this case just, it did so much for a lot of people, like, because, like, laws were passed, so if you were killed in a sex crime, they can't be like, well, you know.
Well, was she a whore? Like, okay.
Was she one of them whores? Like, no, they can't go back. No. And, like, so this case I feel like is really important that it kind of just, like, it moved a lot of things for women, yeah, you know, moving forward. And the Guardian Angel group is awesome.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah.
I'm going to, like, do some research on them just to...
Yeah, see, find out more information. Yeah. Like, I love that in 1980s, like, that's so feminist, like, you know, moving forward, because it used to be, like, in the 80s, it was, like, everything women did was their own fault, you know?
Yeah, very victim-blamey.
So, yeah.
Hey, so good job.
Oh, thank you so much. But we want to hear from you guys, yeah, so, you know, send us an email, mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. Or you can find us on Instagram, Mysterious Mavens Pod. And we post pictures and sources and all that fun stuff. So,
yeah, so hit us up. Send us your stories that you want us to cover or stories that you want to know more about.
If you have some self-care tips.
Like, yeah, please, let us know. We're always self-care open to tips. That.
And I do want to say really quickly, this is our first episode we're recording since we actually released our 6 episodes and everything, and I just gotta say, the support we've been getting from friends and family, it means everything to me and Danae. So yeah, like, we
it
really
definitely makes my heart happy.
Yeah, because we ask people, we're like, please give us honest feedback, but not like things we can't change. But
well, and also, like, we really aren't doing this for like any other reason than like we were like, why would we not? Kim brought it up a while ago and was like, let's start a podcast. And I was like, oh, I don't know. And then there was just like a point where we're like, fuck it, let's do it.
Like, we do this anyway. We talk about crime all the time and like, it's something that we're interested in. So like, for us, this is fun. Like, obviously we wouldn't dive into it like as much as we are, which is so fun that we
But it's so fun. It's like a creative outlet. Like, we get to do something that we're interested in. So
yeah,
honestly, like, this has been a really fun project to do. And I'm glad that we are getting...
And I'm just excited to see where it goes. Yeah. And, like, it's honestly really fun, and I always look forward to, like, me and Danae. Like, we pretty much talk every day, and we're like, I have a case that you're going to love.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun, but I truly want to say, like, thank you so much, and, you know, like, we're hoping to grow, and we hope that people feel like they can relate to us, and, you know, we just want you to know, like, we really appreciate the support, because, like, without it, like, without people listening, and right now it's a lot of family members, and, like, my coworkers have been, like... Oh my God.
They've been really supportive.
Oh my God. So supportive. And I just absolutely feel so lucky to be like in an environment and, you know, and like Danae's husband and Keith, like my boyfriend, soon to be husband, like, oh my God, like
Kim's going to do a Kim proposal.
No, I will not. Hey Keith, if you're listening, for God's sakes, it's been 4 years.
Put a ring on it.
I sound so desperate. But...
You sound like the girl from Elf. Remember the news anchor? The kids, like,
I am
Tammy
her.
Wants, like, her boyfriend to get his shit together and stop dragging his feet and give her a Tiffany ring.
Yeah, pretty
That's
much.
You.
That's
yeah.
me. Hi.
It's fine. It's normal feelings.
But, anyways. Yeah, again, we've been getting a lot of support from them, family, so we just wanted to say thank you so much.
Thank And also take care of yourselves and really, truly send us the stories because we like to hear from you.
We get really excited when we get emails. And now, right now, we're just getting like Google account settings. I'm like,
yeah.
Come on!
Give me an email! All right.
All right.
Bye!